Arkansas's Chad Morris will be next. The Hogs will host LSU at 6:30 Central Saturday night on the SEC Network. To ask any question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as you enter the LSU game on Saturday night.
Yeah, we, last week we gave us a great opportunity just to focus on ourselves as we continue to do and just worry about getting better. had a chance to get some guys healed up, get their legs back up underneath them, and take a deep breath from the grind that we've been in, and be ready for the final 3 weeks. And it was a much needed bye week, but definitely felt like that it was very beneficial and moving forward. And excited to get back in our home stadium this week, and excited to take on LSU, a great opportunity for our program.
First up, we have Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron was telling us, I guess, back when he was recruiting Snead, he interviewed you for a job. I guess he eventually hired Hugh Freeze for. Just wondering what you remember about that. And it was at the Waffle House, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was at the Waffle House, and I actually wound up being out at his house. Went out there as well, and I just thinking back on it, I want to say Hugh was already on his staff. Anyways, we did, yes. I went up there and went up there with Jevin. Actually, Jevin went on an official visit up there and called me and said, Coach, I need you to come up here. And so I got on a plane and flew up there and went through the rest of the official visit with him. And I went through an interview with Coach Orgeron and the whole bit. So, yeah, it was and then wound up having another follow-up interview at the AFCA convention down in San Antonio, and it was after our Texas high school social that he was involved in and wanted to come into. So I got him in it, and we had a chance to visit. So, yes, that is true.
At some point you didn't get the job, or do you owe Ed one or whatever?
Well, I remind him every now and then when I see him that he didn't hire me. So he said it worked out pretty good anyway. So, no, it's all good. I'm Coach has done a fabulous job everywhere he's been.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen of Nate Allen Sports.
Yeah, just as far as your team with the kind of inconsistency, we have a defensive shutout one game and struggle the next, and maybe some of that on offense. Just kind of what do you make of it, and how do you put it together against LSU?
Yeah, Nate, one of the things with us is, and that's kind of what was so disappointing after the Vandy, is the fact that we have shown steady improvement on all levels. And the Vandy game was the one that was just I didn't feel like that we improved in the pace that we had done all year long. But with that, it gave us a great catapult platform moving forward into the open week, our bye week, for everybody to get better and to focus again on just the development of a lot of our young guys, getting our legs back up underneath us with our older guys, our high rep guys, as we say. To get ready to go for this week and this final stretch run that we're in.
And finally, just as far as LSU, just where do you look for them coming off the Alabama game?
Well, I think, first of all, from their offensive standpoint, they do a great job of hanging on to the football. And they're going to come downhill at you. They're going to run the football and mix it up with a lot of play actions and nakeds. But, and then defensively, their back end is as good as anything we've seen this year. Extremely, extremely fast, talented, long, and that shows. They're second in the country in interceptions and lead our league, and they do a lot of really good things disguising their coverage back there. And Rashard Lawrence is as disruptive as a defensive player as we've seen. So they're going to put pressure on us. Devin White's going to be very active. He does a great job of just being a football player and coming when he sees that he reacts, and that's very impressive when you watch him. So we got our work cut out for us, but I know this: we got to focus on ourselves. We got to focus on executing at a high level and getting good at the little things.
Next is Brooks Cabina, the Baton Rouge Advocate.
Hey, Chad, just kind of going back to that interview with Ed, what was the position?
It was wide receivers, I believe. It and tight ends, and might have been tight ends and a little bit of inside receivers. It's been so long ago. It was one of those two.
Oh, I got it. What'd you get at the Waffle House?
You know what? I'm sure I got the number one there. I'm sure. So
that's your go-to?
It was good. It was good. I got Ed to pay for it.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it.
This is Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, based on what you said Monday, I guess you guys were getting about tired of those 11 a.m. games. What were your thoughts when you found out this one was a night game?
Extremely excited. I mean, it was a I've heard so much about the environment here at night, and I look forward to that. So really excited about it, excited for our seniors, excited for this football team. To have a little bit of a change up in the play in the evening.
You talked about LSU being downhill run. Could you go a little deeper on what you see out of Brossette and Edwards-Hilaire? And also, it looks like Burrow runs the ball a pretty good amount too.
He does. He does a good job. You know, they'll change their tempo up on you as well, and you'll see them playing at a real fast pace. And they do a good job of slowing it down and. They'll huddle up at times, so they'll mix the tempo up on you. And Joe is a guy that is very capable of running the football, and when he does, he can hurt you with his legs. But the running backs that they have, that's what they base everything on, and getting the ball out to their tight ends and receivers.
It looks like that's going to wrap you up today, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.